There's a great deal of annoyance about what's happened. You're very concerned.
We are, yes. We need a minister at the cabinet table, but we haven't had one, really, for some time now. We really won't have one for in the short term either. And I think we're suffering as a result of it. Really, we can't afford to suffer. I mean, if you just take, for example, the July stimulus plan that came out of the fishing industry, and particularly the inshore sector, is facing an unprecedented economic crisis. And if we look at what came out in the July stimulus plan, which was, you know, for the entire economy, there was actually very, very little that was anywhere meaningful in it towards the fishing industry. And I suppose you can't help wondering that if you had a strong voice advocating for you at the cabinet table, then that shouldn't have been the case. But we don't have that voice, and we're now seeing the effects of it, really.
Obviously, with the Brexit deals, still very difficult negotiations there. Anybody appointed at the post is going to have to take time again to settle in, so there'll be all these round of meetings, etc. So they won't be terribly well equipped, really.
No, I mean, Brexit again is another huge issue in agriculture, food and marine. It's a huge folio. So whoever steps in, and we believe now that there won't be somebody stepping in until September, they're going to have to be briefed. And they're going to have to meet the stakeholders, and they're going to have to meet their various counterparts in the EU and all the rest of it. So even if whoever takes over is highly competent and highly dedicated, you could be looking at the end of September, really, before you have somebody that's fully up to speed and all the various issues that need to be dealt with. That's far from satisfactory, really.
And all of that is lost time, isn't it? Particularly, as you say, on behalf of NIFA, for the inshore sector, which really needs a lot of attention and support, as your association has been identifying.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've been talking to members there now the last couple of weeks. I suppose autumn has set in. We've had the first autumn storm of the year this week. So autumn is here. Talking to members last week or two, most of them feel that their turnover this year is down at least 50%, in some cases over 50%. Traditionally, autumn and winter will be a poor time for inshore fishermen. You kind of depending on the summer to make your money, and that would see you through the winter in many cases. And the cases this year, they haven't really done that. They haven't been able to do that. So there's some challenging times ahead, and even in the context of COVID, you know, the markets that we depend on, they're quite unstable. There are signs now that, you know, that they're starting to slow down a bit. You have lockdowns and restrictions coming into countries like Italy, Spain, France, Asia again, which we're seeing the effects in the market of that already. So there's a very uncertain time ahead, and we're not prepared for it, and we don't really have the capacity to deal with it financially. And I suppose the big concern is there's a couple of tough months coming ahead, and, you know, you'll be just worried come next March when things pick up again, or hopefully things pick up again, will there be a lot of inshore fishing enterprises have gone out of business between now and then? That's the big concern that we'd have, really.
That means obviously a lot of people under threat and worrying about their future in the sector.
It does. I mean, the sector has proven itself to be quite resilient in the past, and people have gotten through a lot of challenges. But, I mean, this is unprecedented. And, yeah, I mean, that's what it's going to boil down to. It's going to boil down to jobs in coastal communities. It's going to be, you know, full-time jobs, year-round jobs, which are few and far between in some of the coastal communities. You know, a lot of them are fairly seasonal, but fishing is one of the industries that does provide employment year-round. As I said, the winter would traditionally be kind of a lean time, and you'd be depending on the summer to make most of your money. But those people would still be, you know, doing their best to make something during the winter as well. So it is, it's a big concern. And as I say, without a strong voice at the cabinet table, you know, it's not very encouraging, really.